Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. And today is PlayStation's 25th birthday. So happy birthday to PlayStation. I would raise a glass, an alcoholic beverage in celebration. But I was sick over the weekend. Well, got sick Sunday, had a fever, then felt not great Monday, felt not great today in the morning. Feel pretty good now, but I'm not going to try and mess anything up. I'm not going to drink. I'll take the week off. Well, we'll see, because the Chicago Bears play on Thursday, but I will take till then off. Try to get some high quality H2O in my body. But anyway, happy birthday to PlayStation. I didn't think about this, but today, listening to Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast, they talked about, there might be some deals or sales or special promotions going on. I haven't looked. I will, you know what? I might just look right now. Let's find out. Let's Google it. PlayStation 25th sale. Let's find out. PlayStation blog. That's the European PlayStation anniversary sale. Fuck it. This is the episode now. I got a couple things I'm talking about. There's just some games on here. Looks like PS4, PS3, PS Vita. Yeah, just sure. Sure. Just looks like some typical games. I was hoping maybe they'd, I don't know, release hardware, like a controller or something. Maybe they will. I don't know. Yeah, it says there are 97 games on sale. I don't know if any of these are good. I don't know if there's Touchdown Fever on the PSP, and it looks like absolute trash, so I'm going to go ahead and buy that. So yeah, it's PlayStation's 25 years old. That's cool. I like it. I think I've already talked about sales and what the top rankings are, so I don't really want to go through that. And if I haven't, or if I deleted that episode by accident, then oops. I have been wanting to, what in the fuck? Don't want to click on Spotify. I have been wanting to talk about Death Stranding. It's pretty much the only game I have been playing for the past few weeks, and I have not recorded and uploaded consistently, and that's for two reasons. One, stuff, and two, no one listens anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I don't have people beating down my door for this show, and I just want to do it for either fun, and if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it, unless I have people beating my door down, but that's not happening. Don't beat my door down. You just tweet at me, Popcorn Jacob. End of the year sale right now. Look at that. I'm going to click on that. There's so many sales. The Black Friday thing's still up on the store. All this shit. Okay? All kinds of stuff. Red Dead Redemption, $36. Special edition version. On PlayStation Network. Right now. Get that. If you want it. Resident Evil 4, $8. Don't buy it. Because you've played it. Don't buy it if you've already played it. That's stupid. Jesus Christ, what was I just talking about? Death Stranding. So I have definitely been wanting to talk about this game. I have so many thoughts, so many opinions. But I keep waiting because right now I don't have enough time to record a really long episode. But I want to record like a really long episode about this. I have so many thoughts and opinions on the gameplay. The graphics, the story, the fucking how the game was made, all this stuff, and I need to compile it and make a proper actual fucking episode and not the trash that I usually record and upload. So I'm still waiting on that. I have not beaten the game. I don't know how far I am with it. I have 50% of the trophies, and the story seems to be progressing. I'm not doing an insane amount of side quests. However, it does seem like typically, you know, you do a side quest and then you get cooler shit, and that's happening. So I kind of want to do those. But I'm not going overly crazy with the side stuff. Metal Gear Solid on PS3 and PSP for $5 right now. Silent Hill 1 is $3. So go ahead and pick that up. But I did want to record. Honestly, I fucking forgot what I was going to talk about. I know it was the birthday fucking thing, and I don't remember what else. This wasn't it. Maybe I'll fucking remember. Fucking Resident Evil 3 remake was leaked. The what do you call it? The poster fucking cover art. Nemesis. That is Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. It looks, I don't know. That I've always liked that one more than Resident Evil 2. That Nemesis looks a little wonky, but whatever. Jill looks fine. You know, nothing crazy. And then it looks like Carlos, his hair is all fucked up, but it's like whatever. Probably would have left them. Whatever. I'm sure it's gonna be great. The second one was great. I'm gonna reserve judgment on all that until I play the game. Oh, I remember what I was gonna talk about now. It's perfect. That's because I was going through this website. So, PlayStation VR, I wanted to talk about an idea that I had, and I don't know why, but I'm gonna. There's been some talk on the Xbox platform and the PlayStation platform about VR moving forward, and how I believe the Xbox president said they weren't interested in it. There's not enough interest from the public in it, so why focus on it? And then the president of PlayStation saying, you know, we like to develop things that you might not know that you need yet. You don't know you want it, but now you want it. And that's be true. I mean, that happens all the time. Kind of like Death Stranding. I think a lot of people played that game going, I don't know if I want, I do like this. And some people went, no, this is fucking terrible. Both valid opinions, I believe. But in regards to VR and PlayStation, I think Sony did the right thing about getting into this game. I think as it stands, at least, when did the PSVR come out? PSVR release date. Believe October 13th, 2016. And I'll always remember that because that's the day that I went to the Cubs playoff game when I returned my VR because it made me sick. But if you listen to my VR episode, you know I righted the VR ship and I'm back on the train. Now, I do not play it very often. I don't think it's that big of a headache to set up or anything. However, once it is set up, I do think it's, you know, you have to be in a mindset to want to play it, to move around, to be in that environment. Once you're in or whatever, it's unlike anything. But, you know, sometimes you just want to sit on the couch and not move. Same thing with my steering wheel. I rarely use that thing because I'm like, yeah, and then you get set up. It's not that hard, but then it's like, I got to sit up and really drive the car. Sometimes you just want to, I'm lazy, man. Fucking lazy. I think about playing it all the time, so if that counts, then I use it all the time. But I think PlayStation VR's first attempt 3 years ago now was incredible. It sold 4.2 million. It was the cheapest. I mean, they already had so many PlayStations in the wild that you know, I think it was easier for people to adopt that, you know, rather than buying an Oculus for $800 or whatever, and then also buying a computer that can run it. Now that the years have passed, there are a lot of similarly priced VR units that I think play a lot of the games that PlayStation plays that are, you know, like your Beat Sabers and your, what's that fucking game where you're shooting but you don't move and then you move? You know what I'm saying. It's, yeah. Shit. What is that game called? I'm going to type into Google. You shoot, but if you don't move, time stops. That's not a thing that's coming out. I thought that would come up. Video game. Video game. Super hot. Nailed it. Because, see, that's why people use Google. Okay. Super hot. So you could play those games on there without any... Those aren't running like crazy graphics or anything, and then blah, blah, blah. Now you've got, what's this game? Half-Life 3, or it's not 3, it's Half-Life VR, or Alex, or whatever it's called. I've never been a huge fan because I didn't play computer games. The Orange Box sucked on the PS3, so I never played it. It was all laggy and shitty. So I don't have a big experience with all that, but if that turns out to be a good, cool thing, I think VR is going to shoot up in stature. But you've got the Oculus Quest, a 64 gig VR thing. I don't even know what this can or cannot do, but it's $400. And I believe that's just all in one thing, though. I don't think you need anything else. It's $500 for the 128 gig. So... built-in sensors translate, provide room-scale tracking. It's got touch controllers, which are already better than what PlayStation's got. It's got two controllers, a headset, batteries for the controller. Okay, it does the thing doesn't tell me fucking shit on this website. That's a problem if you're trying to sell me something. No PC, no wires, no limits. That's the thing. So, I want to know the specs, man. I want to know the fucking specs. Let's type this in. Oculus Quest specs. I want to see the resolution of the screen. It is a higher resolution, it looks like, than the PSVR and blah, blah. Basically, what I'm getting at is Oculus is obviously primed to pump out more versions of these. I mean, that's what their company does. And PSVR can't have a turnaround like that or alienate its base. However, I mean, as long as things are backwards compatible, I don't think they're going to have a problem. So what I'm saying is PS5, PSVR 2, higher frame rate, higher resolution. The comfort's never been a problem, but let's just say there's less wires or whatever. Maybe it's wireless. Better controllers. And make all old games compatible at a higher resolution with Move controllers compatible for the older games, and I'll fucking buy into that. Now, I was talking to a friend, and I think it would be interesting if they put this on the PC as well. I don't know if it's a good idea. I think if you have a PC, you have a PS4, and you're in the market for VR, and your PSVR 2 would work with the PS5. If you have both of those systems, and your PSVR 2 would work with the PS5 and a PC, you would probably be more inclined to buy that than, well, I can get an Oculus for the PC and a PSVR 2. But if the PSVR 2 works, then I'll just get that one instead for $500, let's say. I don't know how much it'll cost. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. And I also have no clue how game developing works for, like, if it's even possible to plug it in. Because right now you couldn't use a PSVR with a computer. The camera has to be plugged into the PS4, and that's a proprietary port. It's a whole fucking thing. I just think it would be interesting. And maybe they make PSVR 2. Like, think if they made a hybrid, like a Nintendo Switch, out of the PSVR 2. Like, it was so fucking cool. And I don't know if they're going to want to put this much R&D and money into it if it's not going to sell, you know, 50 million units. But let's say the Oculus, or like the Oculus Quest, the PSVR 2 could just be played, like, without anything. If you just put it on, you play. There's a little hard drive in it, or whatever the fuck, a little memory card, and you play some of the games. Like, oh, you can do this experience, or you can watch this movie, or you could do all this little app bullshit. But then, if you plug it in to the PS4 or goddammit, the PS5 or a PC or whatever, you unlock certain games. Like, oh, Resident Evil fucking VR is now available because it can run on the system. That sounds like a lot of work, and it sounds like a whole lot of not going to happen. But if it does happen, I'm taking credit, and I would like a check. I definitely would like a check for that idea. And it's probably already way into development, so that's not going to happen. But let's see VR sales, VR headset sales. Because the PSVR 2, or 1, I am all over the fucking place. Looking for a chart here. Okay, so I looked, and I read this article on VentureBeat.com that says, this was from March of this year, March 2019. It says, yeah, Sony's announced 4.2 million sold, not just shipped, but Oculus and HTC do not share sales data, so who the fuck knows, but it's speculated that PlayStation's still the leader. Which again just makes sense because of ease. You know, you've already got you don't need a computer and all that stuff, blah, blah. However, I think the more the technology becomes accessible, as in less wires, easier setup, experiences that are more compelling, or like I said, I think if the PSVR, besides the controllers, I think if resolution was vastly sharper, then it'd be a way better experience. But I think that the market will continue to grow. I don't know how much, but I don't think it's going to go away that quickly. Now, That's why I was thinking about this PSVR to PC deal. I don't know. I just feel like it would open, like, I'm typically like, okay, well, you've got The Last of Us 2. Well, you could sell more copies on, you know, PC if you opened up that door, but you want to sell PlayStations, and it's valuable, so you don't want to do that. So you make it exclusive. I just don't know how many people, I mean, there's only 4 million people are buying, you know, PSVR, the first generation. So maybe putting it on or making it PC compatible, or making it, like I said, this kind of switch, like, you know, well, I can use it wirelessly to watch a movie or do this and play, you know, I could play, you know, not as demanding games like Beat Saber versus a full crazy experience like this Half-Life game or, you know, Resident Evil 7. Maybe that opens the door, because I don't think people are buying a PlayStation 5 and immediately going like, holy shit, I need a PSVR too. But I think if you already have one, sure, you might get it. But then people on, like I said, people on the PC side might be like, well, I have a PC. What are my options if I want to get into VR? And then if you have both, then a PC and a PS5, then your options pretty much there. I think you don't get Oculus or a Vive. I don't know, though. I'm not an analyst or a smart person, as people might say. Definitely not a doctor. But I was just thinking about that, and I don't know the logistics. I don't know if it's possible to get games to work and do all this. And I know that's not something Sony would, you know, that's not something they would obviously do. And I don't know. I just don't think, you know, I'm typically like, exclusives matter and this, that, and the other, but I don't think a PSVR is driving 100 million PS5s out the door of Best Buy or Amazon. So that's a thought I had, and I then recorded the thought, and you are listening to the thought. That's my thought. Happy birthday to PlayStation. I'm going to end this show there. Whatever, dude. I'm going to go play Death Stranding. Hopefully I record an episode about it soon, very soon. I really want to finish the game so I don't get distracted. I'd like to finish it before Christmas. Anywho, thanks for listening. If you want, you can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That's PopConJacob. Thank you. And I will see you when I see you.